Rain delays are likely to become a little bit more common again across portions of the Midwest due to the two systems that will be impacting the region. First will be a cold front that will move across the region from today into probably tomorrow evening. And the second event will be an upper-level low-pressure system that will pass through the region starting Thursday and going into Saturday. These two systems are actually related. They are all part of the same complex, and the frontal boundary is going to generate the most significant precipitation for the lower eastern Midwest. Probably Illinois, maybe a few neighboring areas in eastern Missouri and in southeastern Iowa, as well as Indiana, will probably see the best rains out of this event, and that will occur later today into tonight and early tomorrow. We'll probably see the moisture totals in this region running anywhere from 3/10 to 8 or 9/10 of an inch. There may even be a couple of counties that get more than an inch of moisture, but it's probably not going to be very common. And once that frontal system reaches into Indiana, it will start a weakening trend because there's not going to be a lot of support aloft for the frontal boundary to stay as active. And so we'll end up seeing less than a half inch in some eastern Indiana locations and probably less than a quarter of an inch in some locations across Ohio and maybe a part of Michigan. But the upper level low will come in right behind the frontal system, so we'll see showers occur in the upper parts of the Midwest, actually today, tomorrow, and probably into Friday. And some of that moisture will rotate around the upper level low and pass back into Missouri, portions of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio as we get into Thursday and Friday. And the upper level low will stay with us on Saturday, finally diminishing its precipitation from west to east during that day. The majority of the region will probably see some sunshine late in the afternoon Sunday and more likely on, or late in the afternoon Saturday and more likely Sunday. We'll likely see this disturbance being followed closely by a frontal boundary that may bring a few more showers to the region, perhaps at some point during the late weekend or early part of next week. That additional shower activity will further slow the drying process for the region, and we may still see delays in fieldwork leading into the early part of next week. But after that, there will be a warming trend in the Midwest that will likely help to force temperatures higher, and that will help to accelerate drying rates a little bit. We'll see more sunshine, even though we'll have a chance for some showers still hanging on in the early part of next week. Some areas will dry out enough for fieldwork to advance. U.S. hard red winter wheat country will be dry for the next full week and perhaps for 10 days, and temperatures out there will be warmer than normal. The combination of unusually warm temperatures and limited precipitation will likely lead to rapid drying, and the region will need additional precipitation, especially those areas that have not done well with precipitation recently. Those areas include northern Kansas and Nebraska, as well as northeastern Colorado. There's also a larger portion of the northern U.S. plains that have also done poorly with precipitation recently, and they also produce winter wheat. This includes Montana and South Dakota. Both states are suffering from lack of moisture. In fact, from those two states into Nebraska, emergence of the wheat that has been planted has been very poor because of the lack of moisture, and a greater amount of precipitation is still needed. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.